It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and in class today, we're going to be talking about that time when Paul spoke before King Agrippa. You know, it was told, Ananias had told Saul when he was in Damascus, that he would speak before kings, and now he's going to actually do that with King Agrippa. And we're going to be looking at this as we read Acts chapter 26. Now we'll start reading Acts chapter 26 in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible, you might want to follow along with me. You'll easily do this if you have the King James Version. I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here's what the text says. And Agrippa said unto Paul, Thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hand and made his defense. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, that I am to make my defense before thee this day, touching all the things whereof I am accused of the Jews, especially because thou art expert in all the customs and questions which are among the Jews. Wherefore, I beseech thee, hear me patiently. My manner of life then, from my youth, which was from the beginning among my own nation and at Jerusalem, know all the Jews, having knowledge of me from the first, if they'll be willing to testify, that after the straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. And now I stand here to be judged for the hope of the promise God made unto our fathers, unto which promise our 12 tribes, earnestly serving God night and day, hope to attain. And concerning this hope I am accused by the Jews, O King. Why is it judged incredible with you, if God doth raise the dead? I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And this I did in Jerusalem. And I both shut up many of the saints in prisons, having received authority from the chief priest, and when they were put to death, I gave my vote against them. And punishing them oftentimes in all the synagogues, I strove to make them blaspheme, and became exceedingly mad against them. I persecuted them even to foreign cities. Whereupon, as I journeyed to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest, at midday, O King, I saw on the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me, and them that journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice saying to me in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the goad. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. But arise, and stand on thy feet. For this end have I appeared unto thee, to appoint thee a minister and a witness, both of the things wherein thou hast seen me, of the things wherein I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people, and from the Gentiles unto whom I send thee, to open their eyes, that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive remission of sins, and an inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in me. Wherefore, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but declared both to them of Damascus first and at Jerusalem, and throughout all the country of Judea and all the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, doing works worthy of repentance. For this cause the Jews seized me in the temple and essayed to kill me. Having therefore obtained help that is from God, I stand unto this day testifying both to small and great, saying nothing but what the prophets and Moses did say should come, how that the Christ must suffer, and how that he first, by the resurrection of the dead, should proclaim light both to the people and to the Gentiles. And as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art mad. Thy much learning is turning thee mad. But Paul said, I am not mad, most excellent Festus, but speak forth words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, whereunto I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things is hid from him, for this hath not been done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. And Agrippa said unto Paul, With but little persuasion thou wouldest vain make me a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that whether with little or with much, not thou only, but also all that hear me this day, might become such as I am, except these bonds. And the king rose up, and the governor, and Bernice, and they that sat with them. And when they had withdrawn, they spake one to another, saying, This man doth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. And Agrippa said unto Festus, This man might have been set at liberty, if he had not appealed to Caesar. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Acts chapter 26 and verse 19. I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. The devotional reading is the 43rd Psalm. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for thou art the God of my strength. Why hast thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into thy holy hill, into thy tabernacles. Then will I go in to the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. And upon the harp will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. We have some helps and hints for the teacher in this old Sunday school lesson. And just, by the way, I'm reading from Elam's notes and their Sunday school class notes that were written for the Sunday schools of November the 29th, 1925. And under the helps and hints for the teachers, we read this. The most important characters of this lesson are Festus, Agrippa, Bernice, and Paul. Porcus Festus was the Roman governor who succeeded Felix and who died about 2 years afterwards. His connection with Paul reveals the fact that he was entirely and surprisingly ignorant of the Gospels and also of the Jews' religion. In explaining Paul's grace to Agrippa, he says, Concerning whom, when the accuser stood, they brought no charge of such evil things as I supposed, but had certain questions against him of their own religion and of one Jesus, who was dead, whom Paul affirmed to be alive, Acts 25:18-19. Referring to Jesus as one Jesus shows his profound ignorance of these questions. But his ignorance is no evidence that they were not widely known. Many people today do not know enough about Christianity and its spirit to see the difference between implicit obedience to the commandments of God through faith in Christ and keeping the precepts of men, or between the Church of Christ and the various denominations of the land. Festus was a man of the world, looking after his own position and worldly interest, and gave the gospel no attention, for at this time it had already been established in Rome. Agrippa was the son of Herod, who slew James and imprisoned Peter. We read about that in Acts chapter 12. And as soon afterward he died in such a miserable death, the great nephew of Herod Antipas, who beheaded John the Baptist and mocked Jesus, and the great grandson of the atrocious Herod the Great, who sought to kill Jesus as a babe when he slew the innocent children of Bethlehem. This Herod is called Agrippa the Second, and was by the emperor first made king of Chalcis, a small province east of the Jordan, but was removed from that position and made king of some other small provinces. Bernice was Agrippa's sister, and therefore the sister of the beautiful Drusilla of our last lesson. She was also beautiful and brilliant and prolificate as her sister. She had lived with two husbands and was now suspected of an incestuous life with her brother. After this, she was married again, this time to Polemon, the king of Cilicia. Bernice and her brother were, unlike Festus, quite familiar with the points of difference between Paul and the Jews, for their father had espoused the Jewish religion and claimed to believe the law of Moses. The Herods, from the great-grandfather to this great-grandson, had had too much to do with persecuting Jesus and his apostles not to understand these things. While Caesarea was the seat of government for that country, Jerusalem was the social and religious capital of the Jews. Therefore, as soon as Festus entered into his province, he, after 3 days, went up to Jerusalem. The Jews were still intensely bitter against Paul, the noted prisoner, and requested Festus to send him to Jerusalem for trial, laying a plot to kill him on the way. This Festus declined to do, giving his own reasons, and Paul was tried again before a Roman ruler at Caesarea. The accusations this time were virtually the same as before, and Paul's defense was the same. Neither against the law of the Jews, nor against the temple, nor against Caesar have I sinned at all, Paul said. Festus was surprised to find that the Jews could sustain no charge of evil things against Paul. But desiring to gain favor with the Jews, he asked Paul if he would go to Jerusalem to be tried there. Festus probably did not know of this plot to assassinate Paul on the way. But Paul understood his enemies too well to be caught in such a trap, and exercising his right as a Roman citizen, he appealed unto Caesar. Paul here made a courageous and grand speech to Festus, saying in conclusion that no man could deliver him up to the Jews to be killed. It was customary then for rulers of other provinces to visit and congratulate a newly appointed ruler. And Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea and saluted Festus. Festus was perplexed over Paul's case. The trial before the Jews had developed no cause for Paul's imprisonment and punishment, and he had refused to go to Jerusalem for further trial, but had appealed, on the other hand, to Caesar. Festus thought it unreasonable in sending a prisoner, not withal to signify the charges against him. Therefore he laid the case in detail before Agrippa, seeking assistance. We're going to begin there in our next class and talk about how Paul appeared before Agrippa and what he said there and the reaction to his speech. It's one of the most dramatic scenes in all the Bible.